you mentioned in the talk that people are attracted to the spiritual promise of the left. But isn't the left intrinsically anti-spiritual? Left arose from communism, which treated religion as the opium of the masses and which was aggressively atheistic. Answer: yes, what you're saying is true. When I use the word spiritual, it can be used in different senses. The spiritual promise of communism is like the promise that appeals to our spirit, to our hearts. We all feel innately that nobody should be treated unequally, that everybody should be treated fairly. And now, how exactly that fairness is going to be implemented in the world, that is not so easy to figure out. And communism promises that by saying that actually there are hierarchies in the world, and these hierarchies are power structures which are unfair and they need to be brought down. So in religion there are the clergy and there are the masses. In socio-political organizations there's capitalism, where the capital owners and there are the workers, the producers. So if we could bring down these hierarchies, then we could create something which would remove inequality. And every one of us at some time or the other feels afflicted by some kind of inequality. You know, we might be good at some things, but there will be others who will be better at those things, or definitely better at other things which we are not so good at. And this troubles us. This deprives us of certain things. So the idea that, say, when we are driving a simple car and somebody is driving a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls-Royce, then we naturally may feel that, oh, why should they have more than what I have? This feeling is there, but we cannot deny the hard-eyed reality that in the world, inequality is not always a result of unfairness. Certainly, it sometimes can be. But say, a classroom is a good introduction to the world. And in the class, when the teacher asks questions, some students can answer the questions much faster than others. And that doesn't depend necessarily on the fact that the teacher is partial to that student, or the teacher leaks the answers to those questions first to the students. It is just that, so accepting this point that, just like in a classroom, some students are just brighter than other students. You could say life itself is unfair. But it is not the classroom setting that has created that unfairness. That you could say, you could blame it on the genes or whatever you want to. But the fact is, we all need to learn to live with inequality. Because inequality is just a fact of life. Now, of course, we don't want to use inequality as a tool for exploiting, for the powerful being exploiting the weak. That has to be avoided, of course. So in schools there might be bullies who might prey on weak kids. And at one level there has to be disciplinary action against such bullies so that they are protected, so that the weak are protected. But at another level, you know, the kids cannot always be protected. The weak also have to need to learn to stand up for themselves. So, those kids who don't stand up for themselves, who always depend on others for protection, sooner or later they will come to a situation they won't have anyone to protect them. And then, they will be in trouble. Big trouble, in fact. So, the point here is that systemic inequality cannot be always removed by just systemic changes. It has to be dealt with by individual changes. Individuals have to develop a thick skin by which they can live with it. And this does not at all mean that exploitation should be allowed. But it is not all equality leads to exploitation. A child who answers the teacher's questions first may sometimes be motivated by the desire to prove that I am cleverer than others and put the other children down. But that might not be, the child is sharp and delights in the subject and enjoys answering the questions. So we have geniuses. If you look at any breakthrough, any area in life, it has been made by geniuses. And geniuses outclassed others by miles. And just say some people who made brilliant mathematical, scientific, artistic breakthroughs, do we want to outlaw them out of existence just so that other kids or other people don't feel bad that we don't have talent like this? No. The variety that characterizes humanity is a part of the beauty of humanity. So, to some extent, the spiritual promise of communism is it appeals to some part of us which resents that there are others who are better than me. And that part which also believes that others are better than me because they are manipulative and evil. But it could be that others are better than me simply because they are more talented than me, more gifted than me. And it could also be an even more painful thing to accept is that maybe others are more dedicated than me. They worked harder, they planned better, they've executed better, and that's how they've got to a better place than me. And if that is the case, that can make me feel very bad. Rather than accepting those bad feelings about myself, that harsh assessment of myself and working on it, if I say, all those people who are better than me, they are evil, they are a part of the tyranny, and they need to be brought down. What will happen is all competent people will be eliminated, or at least the facility and the inspiration for them to do something good will be eliminated, and the whole of society will be deprived by that. So the spiritual promise of communism is to make all of us feel good by removing the causes that make us feel bad. But that is a utopia. What authentic spirituality promises us is that we all can feel good by connecting with the one who is all good, and within that connection bringing out in the fullest way whatever is good within us. When we do that, then we manifest our own potential, we unleash our own latent divinity, and we become better than what we were, and we may even become better than what we might have imagined that we could be. Now, this does not in any way mean that we will be we will be better than others necessarily. There will always be people better than us, but we will be satisfied and enriched by our connection with the all good divine. This is the way we can acknowledge and even celebrate the presence of inequality. We could use a better word for it is diversity. Diversity at the material level, and simultaneously work at protecting ourselves or from discontentment and bad feeling by linking with the divine, and therein feeling good by manifesting the good within us. So the spiritual promise of communism is actually a shallow, or is like a dream that is going to turn into a nightmare. And instead, we need the spiritual promises of authentic spirituality that will fulfill that dream. Thank you.